Peace be with you. I am Bruce Wozniak. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots of other platforms. Thanks so much for listening, and do be sure that you've hit the subscribe button so that you get every episode automatically every week. There is no cost to subscribe. It's simply an option you select one time for convenience. There is even a subscribe page on the website that tells you not only the many places where, but how you can subscribe. Again, though, there's no cost to do that. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net. You can listen there, but there are also links there to hear the show on all kinds of podcast listening apps. And there are links on the website to Catholic Sports Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Please be sure to like, follow, comment, etc. on those platforms. You can always send comments through the website. Plus, you can post thoughts, suggestions, and engage with other listeners, and even post prayer requests in the show's Facebook group, which is called CSR Listeners. There's a button for that, too, on catholicsportsradio.net. Who do you know that could stand to benefit from and or who would enjoy listening to this show? I would appreciate it if you would tell others about Catholic Sports Radio as I continue trying to draw in more listeners in the hopes that this ministry will bring them closer to Christ. And by the way, if this is your first time listening, thank you. And do go back and listen to previous episodes of Catholic Sports Radio. There have been a lot of great guests, a lot of really good testimony. In terms of my ministry moment for this episode, I've been seeing the sports media scrambling for features to write since there are still no games being played anywhere that they can report on. A lot of these journalists are getting historic and reflecting back on all-time type lists. I admit that it made my mind wander in a similar direction, and for whatever reason, it made me think of players who get traded away, yet at some point in time later on in their career, end up coming back to the very team that once traded them away. All of a sudden, we have to change our thinking and see that player a different way. We have to embrace them back and welcome their return. It's almost as if they have found their way back home. And so it conjures up images of the prodigal son. In Luke chapter 15, verse 20, it says, "While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him." So friends, whether it's an athlete coming back to our team, or whether it's someone coming back into our lives personally, let us embrace these individuals we might have cast off, and remember that they are our brothers and sisters in Christ. Moving on now with episode 67, my guest is the Vice President of Operations, as well as a founding board member of the National Catholic Coaches Association. He was a student manager for Michigan State's football team, coached football for two seasons at Alfred State College and one season at the University of St. Thomas, plus he coached two seasons of varsity tennis at Lumen Christi, a private Roman Catholic high school in Jackson, Michigan, where he had played five sports when he was a student athlete. He also volunteered as a soccer coach and English teacher for refugee children in Africa. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Andrew Whitaker.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bruce. It's great to be here.
Yes, thank you, Andrew. I'm looking forward to this. And by the way, just to further that introduction a little bit more, just share with the audience about your personal life, where you live, those type of things.
Yeah, absolutely. Currently, I'm working for a security corporation here that's headquartered in Jackson, Michigan. They do have a location out in San Diego, so I've been doing a lot of traveling back and forth from San Diego to Michigan recently. But I'm actually in the process of headed back and moving back to Michigan. I'm actually working from Jackson right now with the intention to attend Michigan State for grad school in the fall and get my MBA.
Wonderful. Well, speaking of personal life, it sounds like you came from a very Catholic childhood.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Both my parents were Catholic. I am one of four children. I have an older brother and two older sisters, so I'm the baby of the family. And we were definitely raised in a household that prayed before every meal, attended church every Sunday. My parents were always very open about their faith. You know, they would not shy away from it. My dad was one who would, if the waiter or the waitress at the restaurant was coming up to ask us if we needed anything with our meal, he wasn't afraid to show him, hey, we're praying right now, before we eat and things of that nature.
Nice. Well, tell the audience about the five sports that you played in high school and mention that you attended Lumen Christi, a private Roman Catholic high school in Jackson, Michigan. But in listing those out, I wonder also, what was your mindset during that time? Meaning, was there one of those five that maybe you saw as a long-term opportunity to play or coach in, or was it, no, I was just having fun and figured that once I graduated high school, I would figure things out?
You know, for me, it was definitely about having fun. If you saw me right now, I stand about 5'7", maybe 140 pounds soaking wet. So I knew that I had a long shot to go anywhere in the college world and play anything. But I also just, I love sports. I'll tell people I'll play anything that has a ball, because the only sport I really don't play is hockey, and that has a puck. But, you know, tennis was probably my main sport that I excelled in high school. And I would say excel just because it's not the most common sport that a lot of people take seriously and play in. And I tried to really focus on that. But on top of that, I played football, which I really enjoyed, soccer. I did track for a year, and then I did baseball for a couple of years as well. So I had a lot of fun with all of them. For me, it was really just about being a part of a team and working towards a common goal.
Now, was that, I had a very sports-oriented father who wanted to make sure that I was going to play sports. Was it, you heard me say, Bruce, I'm the youngest of four, and my older siblings were playing sports. So how did you decide to get into sports to begin with, not to mention five different sports?
You know, that's a great question. I certainly, you know, I have very loving and supportive parents, and they would never push me into anything and say, you know, we want you to play sports or anything like that. I did. My older brother was a very athletic guy, and he's 9 years older than me. And so I grew up, you know, kind of being in first, second, third grade while he was in high school, going to his games and watching those games. We're big Michigan State fans. So, you know, watching every football game, every basketball game, I'd watch those on TV as a kid. And it was just always something I wanted to do. I was always really, really excited about sports. And it was, you know, when I was presented with the opportunity in middle school and then in high school beyond to actually be one of those players that I grew up watching at my brother's games or on TV, I jumped at the chance. It was something that I couldn't pass up.
Nice, nice. Well, eventually we will get to your having gone to Africa, as I mentioned in the intro. But as early as your high school years, you were traveling out of the country for humanitarian reasons.
Yeah, yeah. I had the opportunity in high school, being a Catholic high school, a mentor of mine, Father Jeff Rose, who was a priest at Lumen Christi at the time. He's now at a school in Toledo, St. Francis. He would lead mission trips to Jamaica during our spring break. And so my junior and senior year, I had the opportunity to go down there and do some ministry down there. And it was a wonderful experience. I mean, that's something that to this day was now 10, 11 years ago. I still draw, you know, from experiences that I had there, just working with the children in the communities there, helping to build a community center out there, visiting the sick in some of the poorest neighborhoods that I've ever seen in my life. It was a real awesome experience. And to have that at such an early age in my life was a great foundation to build off.
You said I had the opportunity to. Was it that you volunteered yourself to go? Were you part of an organization that it was, you know, while we were all going? How specifically did you get that opportunity?
So they offer it to any of the students at Lumen Christi who want to go. You do have to pay for it. So a lot of students, you know, who don't have the money to, you know, facilitate this, will end up trying to seek support in the community. You know, we'll write letters to people and kind of crowdfund our own ability to go as a student on this trip. And so that was just something that, you know, I looked at and it said, you know, yeah, this is definitely something that I want to do. I think it's definitely worth it. And so I had to make it happen.
Wow. Wow. Still, I'm impressed though, because what I'm not hearing you say is I was part of Life Teen, or we've heard guests talk about Focus and Varsity Catholic as a part of that. So for you to just join because it was something that the school was offering, I would say is a testimony to that upbringing that we've heard you talk about from your parents, where you just had that core inside of you where your Catholic faith said, yeah, this is something that I want to go deeper with, and this is a way to do it other than getting involved with something at the church.
Right. Absolutely. And you know, it's that, and it's also growing up, again, being the youngest in the family, I watched my older sister, go on mission trips to Monterrey, Mexico. I watched my other sister do this Jamaica mission trip when she was in high school. So there was a lot of things where I would point to and I would draw off that example and say, boy, you know, when I'm older and I get that chance, I really want to do that. I mean, that's just an opportunity to travel and see a little bit more of the world, see a little bit more of a, you know, God's creation, but also at the same time, give back while doing that, not just selfishly take from those experiences, but to actually give something out of those experiences. And oftentimes, you know, you get more than you even give when you're doing something like that.
Oh,
But
yeah.
yeah, it was amazing.
Well, and those of you that are listening that are parents, this is a teaching moment. If you have children that are the ages that Andrew and his siblings were at the time, I was drawn immediately to him saying, I saw my older siblings doing the following, and I wanted to do that also. So, parents, this is an opportunity for you to tell your children that, look, you have an opportunity to set an example for your younger brothers and sisters. As we just heard Andrew attest to, there's a nice quote from you, Andrew, on the website for the National Catholic Coaches Association. It says, quote, "I have always gotten great pleasure out of helping other people achieve success, whether it was tutoring a fellow classmate in school or coaching collegiate athletes on the field. I have always believed in our God-given duty to share our talents with others," end quote. And it sounds like you're kind of showing us that in what you just described about you get more than you give from going to Jamaica. But just talk about that quote of yours a little bit more, because it really spoke to me when I saw that on the NCCA website.
Yeah, absolutely. I have always realized, you know, early, again, I said, you know, I was never the most athletic kid or the best kid on the field. But for whatever reason, I always felt like I was very cerebral. I had a knack for being able to explain things that maybe the coaches were not getting across in a very good manner, or you know, it wasn't connecting with whoever they really needed it to connect with on the field, or in the classroom. And so I can remember, you know, being like a Spanish student in, you know, my sophomore year of high school, and for whatever reason, Spanish clicked with me. Like I understood it a little bit better than some of the other people of my classmates. And I would be asked, hey, can you help me out? You know, can you tutor me after school? And I got a lot of joy out of, I'd take a Spanish test, I'd get an A on it, and you know, whatever. Okay, I knew I was going to do that. Not to sound arrogant at all, but you know, I knew I was prepared and I could do it. When I'd take somebody who maybe got a C on their last one, and I could raise them up to a B plus, and realize it was almost a little bit of a competitive nature, like I could do something that, you know, my teacher couldn't. But at the same time, it was more just the good feeling of wow, they're excited because they didn't think that they could do this, and I helped them realize how they could. And so, you know, that wasn't something that I necessarily learned or, you know, had to figure out how to do. I almost feel like it was one of those innate, blessed, you know, God-given abilities. And so I think when you have something like that, and I think everybody does, you know, sometimes you have to search for it. You don't know exactly what your special talent may be. But when you figure that out, I think it's very important that you share that with the world, because God didn't just give that to you for no reason. He didn't just make you who you are and say, okay, don't utilize any of the special qualities or the talents that I gave you. So if you can figure out what that is, and then you can go out and give that into the world and give back, I think that's fundamentally one of the most important reasons that we're here on this earth.
Well, and this is a tremendous, tremendous testimony that we're hearing here in the sense of someone who says, look, I don't have the body size to be the traditional athlete that could count on a pro career, but I'm thinking of someone hitting the winning shot from the free throw line to end a game and give their team the victory. And this is just, it sounds like, just as rewarding. Andrew saying, when I can see that I moved a student up in their grade from the help that I gave them, that's me hitting the winning shot. I got them a higher mark. So again, parents, here's a great opportunity to tell your kids, look, you may not be the gift that God gave you, might not be to be the best basketball player, but if you can do these kind of victories for others and for the kingdom, he's going to love you just as much. Speaking of Andrew's desire to help other people, I do certainly want to ask him about having gone to Africa to volunteer as a soccer coach and English teacher. But first, last week on the show, you heard me thanking Rich Garcia, a former Major League Baseball umpire, for donating to my show, to this ministry. If you too like what I'm doing here, if you're tuning in regularly to Catholic Sports Radio, if it's helping your faith life, if you believe in this ministry, if you enjoy Catholic Sports Radio, you're getting some type of value, some benefit from it, and want to help out, I would appreciate your support. I am just a one-man show taking this all on by myself, including doing all the producing, hosting, and editing of this show every week. as well as the administrative and promotional work, booking the guests and so on, which means that all the expenses come out of my pocket. So if you feel I'm giving you something each week that you'd like to support, do what Rich Garcia did and utilize the Donate to CSR button on CatholicSportsRadio.net, which will give you the opportunity to contribute in whatever amount you wish securely online. And for those of you that don't like the idea of putting credit card information online, just email me through the contact page on the website, and I will get you an address to send a check or money order to via U.S. mail. You heard when I had Tim Triplett from the NCCA on this show. He did that. He sent me a check. So you can do it either way. If you're okay with doing it online, look for the Donate to CSR button on CatholicSportsRadio.net. Pray about it and see if this ministry might be somewhere that you feel moved to support. I would truly appreciate that. On episodes 53 through 60, I had been giving out examples of many expenses that your donation helps me with. You can go back and listen to those to hear the various costs that I was citing. The newest one, by the way, is that I just got hit for another $20, this time for the renewal of the website's domain name. Anyhow, no contribution is too big and no contribution is too small. It all helps with the various expenses related to running Catholic Sports Radio. Andrew, you graduated from Michigan State and then you volunteered for 3 months as an English teacher and soccer coach in Uganda. How did that come to be? And just talk about the experience that you had down there.
Boy, that was probably honestly a little bit of divine intervention there with how that came to be. I knew that I wanted to do something in that aspect. First of all, I have two loves. I love to travel, and I also love sports. And so after graduating from college, I decided now is a very good time. I'm a single guy. I don't have a lot tying me down right now. If I want to go and travel somewhere that I might not ordinarily get to, let's do it now. But at the same time, I also think it's important to give back. And so I had thought a lot about joining the Peace Corps. I thought that might be a good opportunity to travel and to give back to the world a little bit. Mm. I wasn't so certain that I wanted to or was able to make that 2-year commitment. And so I started to just pray about it and Google, you know, what else could I do out there? You know, and one of the first things that came up was a program called Soccer Without Borders. And I started to research it a little bit more and the timing just kind of fit. They were looking for somebody to go over there and do this. And I, on a whim, sent them an email, you know, and said, hey, this might be something that I'm really interested. Can I get more information?
Wow.
And you know what? Two months later, I was on a flight over to Africa.
Wow.
So it really, really kind of happened quickly. But boy, was it, it was a great experience.
Wow. Wow. Fantastic. I do want to mention that during your time as student manager for Michigan State football, the 2013 team won the Big Ten championship, and then the 2014 team won the Rose Bowl. That had to be a fun time, meaning both having that success with the team as well as just the enjoyment that comes with one's years in college. How was your faith life during that period?
Well, I think, you know, anytime that you go from K through 12 upbringing where you're, you know, being raised in a Catholic house in a Catholic school, and then you go straight to a very large public university like that, that's difficult. You know, there's a little bit of a struggle there because suddenly, you know, you don't necessarily have to go to church every Sunday because, you know, when you're living under your parents' house, parents' house, parents' rules, you know, Sunday mornings you wake up, get your butt in the car and you go to church, whether you like it or not. It's a little bit more of a struggle when you wake up on a Sunday morning after a night game at Spartan Stadium that you didn't walk out of until 1 a.m.
Wow.
And you got to decide, am I going to get up and go or not? So I certainly won't say that I was the perfect epitome of a Catholic person. But I will say that there are some times when you do have those struggles or when things really are stressing you out. Maybe you're in the middle of work for the season. You have got practices that you're going to. You've got exams that are coming up. It's a real time where you're like, boy, man, am I glad that I have faith, that I am a Catholic, and that I can just go for an hour to church and reset and talk to God, refocus on what's important here, and just take a little bit of a time out there. And, it, you know, you kind of look around and you're like, boy, it would really suck if I didn't have this in my life. You know, if I was someone who wasn't brought up this way and didn't realize that this was out there for me. So I won't say that I was the best, but I will say it probably gave me a deeper appreciation for my faith.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mentioned in the intro about the different roles that you had, coaching football at Alfred State College for 2 seasons plus 1 season at the University of St. Thomas, as well as 2 seasons coaching tennis at the high school you attended. That's 5 seasons in 3 different states. When you move around that much, that fast, is it challenging to see God's hand in all that, or maybe it helped that those last two were Catholic schools?
You know, it isn't as challenging to see that, because for me, it was always just a blessing to have the opportunity to get to do something that I loved. Mm. I think I mentioned, you know, earlier that, you know, how much I love helping people achieve their goals, achieve success. And that's truly what coaching is, that you're helping players get better, get to a level that they want to get to. And I don't care what state I do that in, I will make it work. If I'm being presented with that opportunity to do that, that's a big opportunity. Because truth be told, there are not that many coaching jobs out there in the world. You know, there's a finite number of them that are open and available, and, you know, ones that you can make work. So, you know, for me, the travel, I'm a light traveler. Like I said, you know, I'm a single guy, don't have to worry about, you know, disrupting too many other people's lives when you do those moves. And so it all just worked out perfect.
Listeners, I mentioned Tim Triplett from the NCCA. He was on episode 55. If you want to go back and listen to my interview with him. Andrew, how did you get involved with the National Catholic Coaches Association?
Yeah, so Coach Tripp was a coach out at the University of St. Thomas when I was out there. He was coaching the wide receivers while I was coaching the running backs. We were also roommates out there. Great guy, honestly, a good friend and a good mentor, really took care of me out there and kind of showed me the ropes and taught me a lot about, not only the game of football, but, you know, just how to be a good person in general, how to be a better coach, in general. And, he actually approached me with the idea, thinking about, you know, hey, I'd like to start something like this. And he said, would you be interested? And, you know, he said, take a couple days to think about it. And I didn't need a couple minutes to think about it. Wow. You know, I was all for it right away. And said, you know, hey, whatever I can do to help, I want to do this. Like, let's make this thing happen and affect as many people as we can.
Wonderful. And listeners, I will put a link to the National Catholic Coaches Association's website on the show page for this episode with Andrew on CatholicSportsRadio.net. You are currently working in the corporate world, you mentioned, and you also said that you're headed back to Michigan State in the fall to get your MBA. Is there any plan to get back involved with sports in any capacity at any point in the near future?
So I don't have any concrete plans or anything like that, but I will also say, never say never. you know, I think an MBA is a very marketable degree that will allow me to go into the business world. And I think there's a lot of coaching skills that are transferable to the corporate world. But at the same time, I think that there's some merit to having a degree like that in management and leadership if you're going to be leading a group of players and coaches too in the sports world, or going to be an athletic director. I definitely have a passion for that kind of thing. And so to me, this degree just made sense to go back and get, and to always keep your options open. I love coaching, and if an opportunity and the correct opportunity presents itself, and I think it's really what God's calling me to do, I'll definitely jump at the chance.
Nice. Well, unfortunately, I was hoping that by this point I wouldn't be asking anybody any more about their prayer life during the pandemic. But since it's still going on, if you can just kind of tell us what church you normally would be going to, but also your prayer life during this coronavirus era, as I like to call it.
Absolutely. So yeah, right now I'd normally be going to Queen of the Miraculous Metal Parish located in Jackson, Michigan, which is actually my elementary school where I went growing up.
Wow.
My older sister teaches there. You know, all of us kids went through that elementary school. One of my older sisters teaches there currently.
Wow.
And so, yeah, we'd be very well connected to that parish. Right now, they offer mass online via a live video stream. So that's, you know, just kind of the way of the world right now is that's the way you have to attend mass. I think it's awesome, though, that we're at least in a time where this pandemic hits and we at least have the technological resources to make that available and readily available. I mean, most people these days can have access to a phone or a tablet or a computer, which is really nice. I mean, even, you know, my 86-year-old grandmother has access to a tablet that she can Wow. get on and make sure that she goes to mass. And I think that's really cool to be able to overcome the adversity that we're being presented with today. And still be able to practice our faith in that regards.
And how. Well, Andrew, it's been great talking to you. Thank you for making time to come on Catholic Sports Radio, and God bless you for what you're doing with the National Catholic Coaches Association.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me, Bruce.
My pleasure. Listeners, let's close with our sportsman's prayer. I feel like we haven't done this one in a little bit. So let's do this one together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, you have blessed us with our minds, our spirits, and our bodies. Help us always to be good sports. Help us to understand that when we put on the team uniform, we are first and foremost ambassadors of the Catholic faith. May we always remember that those with whom we play and compete are our brothers and sisters in Christ. May we always treat each other with dignity and respect. May our work and play always give you honor and glory. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those. C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.